We'll pop yourself a beer or a cold libation. Let me tell you about the saddest little thing. I heard the latest show from Brother Jason, and he's gonna put a coda on the thing. I asked if it was dead like Walsh or Gossett, and Anderson and Gary G. Ward. He said we'll give him hope, but I'm just a little tired, and I know that I can take him at his word. And if there's a silver lining to my brother's latest handbook, I'd have to think it goes something like this. When it comes to gaming episode and turning back new episodes, playing at the table that we'll miss. The Nerds Variety Podcast. Nerds RPG Podcast. The Nerds Variety Podcast. The Nerds RPG.
Welcome back to the Nerds RPG Variety Cast. Thank you for joining me in this episode. You know, it's been, what, 4.5 years? If we count the unnumbered episodes, this is the
648th
episode of the show. It's been a really great run. I've had a great time doing this. I've had a great amount of interaction with listeners through phone calls, through electronic messages, through text messages, through emails. I've had guests on the show. It's been a lot of fun. And we've talked about all kinds of nerd stuff, right? All kinds of pop culture stuff. Games, board games, role-playing games, war games, mostly role-playing games, movies, TV shows, all kinds of stuff. And it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed this experience. And I thank you for taking this journey with me. And I thank you for joining me here at this pivotal moment. You know, the big question is, will the show go on in one way or another? Tim Schwartz over at Gothridge Manor actually put out an episode on Saturday, April 27th, 2024. And that episode that Tim put out, he put out his episode and says, this one's for Jason. And it's a plea on his podcast for me not to cancel this podcast. I'll put a link in the show. I don't want to just copy his whole show and play it, but I'll put a link to his show in the show notes. I appreciate that, Tim. I really do. And he's not the only one that's reached out to me and asked me to continue the show in some way or another. But for me at the moment, the way it's the show's currently configured, it's kind of untenable. And I'm kind of tired. Not as in I don't want to interact with you. And not that I don't love interacting with everybody out there, with my friends out there. The great thing about the show is there are other voices, and we do get to hear other people's opinions. And there are even side conversations within the show. In fact, here's a great example of it. We just did the One Ring episode, right? And I've got a call from a listener, from Kevin, who does the from Salt Heart Games, who does the amazing Burn 2D6 role-playing game, and who hosts the Analytic Dice podcast. And we were able to spin that off into episode 622, which came out earlier this week, where I was able to put out a standalone episode. And I love those kind of things. But when I say I'm tired, it's just, it's doing episodes alone is a big part of it. I really enjoy talking with other people, responding to calls, doing just the solo episodes isn't really my bag, at least not anymore. And the frequency episodes is too much. So if I was going to continue, there'd have to be some kind of change. But let's table that for a minute and play some listener calls, what I have in the mailbag. So I'm going to open that up now.
Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? On the phone. Well, maybe it's your auntie or a joke by your spouse, but the operator's screaming is coming from inside the house.
Hey, Jason. This is Merc, Michael, whatever. Yeah, you don't have to play this message. And I feel kind of bad that I'm doing it in the car instead of, like, sitting down intentionally to do it, but I don't know. I feel like if I don't record it sometime while I'm in the midst of something else, it might not get done. You deserve more. I thank you for your podcast, not just the podcast, but your presence in the Audio Dungeon Discord and your graciousness, your generosity of your time and of your thoughts. You know, I started with the, well, first off, I heard about the Lord of the Rings book club through your podcast and wouldn't have joined the Audio Dungeon Discord most likely if not for that. And then, you know, the way you compose yourself and how you handle yourself and, how you are generous with your podcast, your call-ins, and how you answer all your call-ins. All of that just inspired me to call in, for one, and also to try my hand at podcasting as well. So, I mean, if anyone has gotten any joy or benefit from the things that I've said, it's partially or mostly because of what you have done. So, thank you for that. I know you're not going to just disappear. You're going to be still calling in and everything. So, I don't feel as sad as I might, you know, if you just kind of disappeared completely. But, you know, your podcast will definitely be missed. It feels like a hub, I think, as other people have said. So hopefully people can step up and fill in that void. I don't know. Hopefully we can all survive the whole anchor apocalypse thing. That solutions could be put in place. I just haven't had the time for my own take on things as of late, but like I've already said, thanks for your contributions. Thanks for, you know, just thanks for who you are as a person, as a generous person. I just finished listening to your rationale and enjoyed your insights. Yeah, like not wanting to mix hobby and business. And, you know, making us all your customers, that makes sense, you know. And yeah, it's better to bow out instead of fizzle out, I would say. So, yeah, thanks for letting us know. And I look forward to what you do. I need to get into your blog some more. I enjoyed your first episode of the Gygax 75, or episode, still in podcast brain, I guess. I enjoyed your first post about your Gygax 75 challenge. I thought those were some interesting ideas. I like the more science fantasy approach. So looking forward to reading some more about that. And yeah, I suppose I'll stop rambling on right now and just give you one last thank you. Take care.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much for that call. Michael has the Merc the Meek podcast, the Euphonious and Dungeon podcast, which talks about the Delicious and Dungeon show. Michael is one of the new breed of podcasters we have out here, like Riley, a diegetic advancement podcast. And they've put some new energy into the Anchor sphere, the former Anchor sphere, the Spotify sphere, and it's been really great, among others. But yeah, they came on the scene around the same time and have been putting out really high-quality content the whole time. So there's plenty of stuff out there. It looks like Kevin from the Red Caps is gearing back up to re-engage, which is good. I believe Merc is going to try to take part in some of the discussions on the relaunch Cerebrivore as of this recording, Cerebrivore is supposed to be a new episode is supposed to be recorded. So watch the Cerebrivore feed for that. There's a link to the Cerebrivore feed in the show notes. That'll go up both on the podcast feed and the YouTube feed. So hopefully that'll happen. Knock on wood. Watch for the rebirth of Cerebrivore. I do believe that BJ over the Arcane Alienist is going to take the helm of that over. I was doing all the technical side of it, but I believe BJ is going to take that over, and it might eventually get its own feed. But for right now, we're going to keep putting the episodes out in the old feed. And then if we switch feeds, I don't know if we're going to move all the back catalog over or not, but if not, the back catalog will stay up. You know, we've had lots of back and forth over the years on different discussions on the show, and we've had lots of great topics, and I plan on leaving the catalog, the back catalog, up. I don't believe in taking down the back catalog or changing it, so it'll stay up there as it is, warts and all. If I say stupid things back there, then I would ask you to hope that I've grown since I've said those things, but I'm not going to scrub the record of anything. A few episodes ago, after my initial announcement, I did get some calls thanking me for all the shows and giving me appreciation. I do appreciate that. I am somebody that doesn't take that kind of stuff easily. I definitely appreciate when it's said, but it's a little embarrassing to get thank yous. I'm not going to replay those calls. I did play them, and I do appreciate that. I appreciate all the thoughts that everybody has sent over the emails and Discord and all the other ways, but I have received a couple other calls, kind of thanking me for the show. So I do want to play those. So I'm going to turn it over to those callers and then I will come back to you.
Oh, Jace, I don't know what to say, mate, really. We've had a laugh. We've shared a few calls backwards and forward over the years. And I'm going to miss hearing your show, mate. Going to miss hearing your show. And it's probably for the best, if you need a break, and it's more than well earned. It's sensible to take a break. And I don't know, maybe that's all it'll be. Bit of luck. Perhaps you'll return to the mic when you're feeling refreshed. If you don't, there's always the call-ins and everything else that you get up to, but I do take my hat off to you, mate. I don't know how you've done it. 600 plus episodes. I mean, I've done a few myself and I know what it's like. And I remember when you started out, and I said to you before, and I don't know if you ever took my advice, but if you ever go and listen back to your early episodes, you've come a long way, mate, in terms of quality and just, yeah, 600 odd episodes, you're going to get better, ain't you? But I know, for one, listening back to my old stuff, it's firstly unrecognisable. And I think we learn stuff as we go. And you've done a great job pulling folks in and along with you as well. You're always calling in to shows as soon as they pop up. Like I say, I don't know how you do it. Yeah, you'll definitely be missed, mate. We'll stay in touch, you know that. And I guess I got one final message for your listeners. If you ever called in to Jason, you needn't have feared. Your message always appeared. Take care, mate, and I'll catch you later.
Thank you, Colin. I really appreciate that. That, of course, was Colin Green of the Spike Pit RPG podcast. And Colin was around before me, and his podcast is going to outlive this iteration of this podcast. But I really, really do appreciate it. I've talked to Colin over the years. We've gamed together. We've had quite a good time together. And we still message back and forth semi-frequently. So I do consider Colin, somebody I can go to for advice, and I do look up to. I wish I could say that that last statement he said was true. I do try very hard to play all the calls. I can think of three calls over the years that I've had this show that I have not played. And I'm not going to play them here, but I will mention them. So a few years ago, I stuck my foot foolishly into some political stuff, and then I pulled it out quickly. But Arlen Walker had sent in a call, and it was related to a politician and kind of lambasting a politician. And it's not, I did not play it because I wanted to defend that particular politician, but it was just kind of not in the spirit of the show. You know, it was because the show isn't about American politics. So I didn't play Arlen's call. Now, I did interact with Arlen through that. I think Arlen's fine with that. I mean, Arlen just appeared on a recent episode. I just played a game of Call Cthulhu with Arlen that Carl Rodriguez, the Gemologist Presents, ran. A lot of fun in that game. But yeah, so that is one I didn't play. I interacted with Arlen at the time. He understood why it wasn't played, but that is one that didn't get played. The next one that I can think of chronologically that didn't get played is this past December 2023, when we did the Conan Christmas movie episode. Sam had called in and gave a very interesting message entry for the Conan Christmas, but it wasn't a real movie. He basically made up a movie in his mind and then gave us the, you know, review of that movie. And I didn't feel that that fit the tone where other people were actually watching the, you know, Conan and Conan the Destroyer and Conan the Barbarian from 2011 and the TV show and the cartoon. And so I didn't play it. And I know that caused a lot of hard feelings with Sam. And I do feel bad about that. I should have played his message. I still don't feel it belonged in the Conan Christmas episode because everybody else was talking about real Conan things. But, you know, even Red Sonja fit in there. But I do think I probably should have played that message in a regular episode and thank Sam for sending it in. And even though it wasn't, I didn't feel it fit in the Christmas episode where we're talking about the Conan films, I played it. So that's the one message I actually regret not playing, to be honest. The last message I didn't play was from MW, the World's MW Lewis podcast, on 48 Hours. And that's been talked about in recent episodes of the show. I didn't play it for reasons I talked about. It would opened up a discussion that we couldn't have finished before the finishing of this iteration of the show. And MW's called in since then and is fine with the fact it wasn't played and it's no big deal. But those are the three messages to my knowledge that I never played. If there are any others, I do apologize to anybody that sent a message in that didn't get played. It was not intentional. Those are the only three messages that I intentionally didn't play on the show. Now, with that said, I want to, again, thank Colin for everything that he has done and that he will be doing here in the future. And I want to turn it over to the next caller.
Hey, Jason. It's James Knight calling from over here in London in the UK. I hope you're well. I just finished listening to your episode 616, where I know a few other people had responded to your notice given about closing the doors to the Nerds RPG Variety Cast. And I know that I've messaged you already on Discord, but I just thought I'd drop you a call. Obviously, no worries if this is too late to make it into any of the final episodes you have planned. But yeah, I just wanted to say publicly, thank you so much for everything you've done. When I first encountered the Anchor Sphere back in early-ish COVID days, I think Colin Spike Pit was the glue of the Anchor Sphere, but that's certainly a mantle that I don't think too many would argue that you've taken on, and your role in both facilitating conversations via your own podcast and also calling into others has been instrumental, I think, in keeping alive the spirit of those good old Anchor Sphere days. So thank you so much. Thanks also for featuring my calls and even having me on as a guest in the past. That was awesome. And it was great to play with you when you ran a great game of Barbarians of Lemuria for me. And I'm sure that as you've said, that this won't be the last we're seeing of you. And I hope to stay in touch with you and to hopefully play some games with you down the line. Thanks for everything, Jason. It's been awesome. A very good innings, as we would say over here.
James, thank you so much. James Knight, of course, has been on Cerebrivore on the Folk Horror episode. And James is on episode of this show where we talked about James's return to gaming. The easiest way to get hold of James is probably the Grognard Files Discord, where he's pretty active. Our next caller coming up is Jason Hobbs. And, you know, in the original theme song for this show, all the music for my show is, of course, done by TJ. TJ does such an amazing job. And I'll play the original theme song again at the end of this episode. But in that original song, it mentions the other Jason. Well, that's because Jason Hobbs is the original Jason in the Anchor Sphere. So I came in as the other Jason. But I'm going to turn it over to Jason Hobbs of Random Screed and Hobbs and Friends and, I don't know, a bunch of other things.
Hey, man. I feel like I have a lot to say, but I'm not exactly sure how to say it. As you know, and are well aware, I was surprised and concerned when I heard that we were closing the doors on the Nerds RPG Variety Cast, and it made me think back to the early days when you took over Colin's spot and calling all the shows. And just like Colin, you took advice and decided just to do your own show. It felt like it took quite a while for me to nail down the name when you would call into Random Screed. But we eventually got there, and as another Jason, I feel like I may have been the first, but I certainly, by any means, wasn't the greatest. So thank you, Jason, for all that you've done and all that you'll do, for it is certainly a great pleasure to have known you. Be good, brother.
Jason, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Jason is another podcaster that predated me and will post-date me, at least like this. I'm still going to call into shows, still participate in shows, and who knows what's exactly going to happen. But let's get through the calls, and then maybe we can talk about that for a minute. Thank you for those kind words, Jason. Really appreciate it. You know, Jason and I have played in games together, and we hope to play in future games together, and I really enjoy interacting with Jason Hobbs, and he's got some really great interviews over there on the Hobbs and Friends. Not a lot of new ones have been coming out, but you can find some older historic ones over there, and of course, Jason streams games, and you can find him on Twitch and all those kinds of great things. This next caller is a new caller, first-time caller, Adam. And I really appreciate this call. I've always appreciated first-time callers. And it's one of those things that podcasts are the kind of thing that you don't get to interact with every listener. And that's fine. Some people like to listen. They don't want to interact, and that's okay. But, you know, it's always touches me when a listener does reach out for the first time. So I want to thank you for reaching out. And let's hear what Adam has to say.
Calling in from a couple blocks from H.P. Lovecraft's grave here in Providence, Rhode Island. Longish time listener, first time caller. Heard about you winding down the podcast and just wanted to call in and express my thanks. Really enjoyed listening to your show, particularly your movie episodes. Those have been really great. Led to a lot of really good watching here, learn a lot about games, and just wanted to say thanks. So good luck, and thank you.
Thank you so much for that call. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to have been able to share and introduce people to things. I know that I've talked about games and movies that are kind of obscure to a lot of people and some that probably aren't fit to be seen by people, but I do appreciate people checking those out or at least taking an interest. So thank you so much for that call. What a neat place to live. And yeah, Necronomicon is a convention that Joe Salvador over at Raven Guy Games has talked about going to. He's not going to make it this year. I don't know if he's making it this year. I'm not sure. I know maybe next year, definitely. But I do believe that the creator of the One-Shot RPG is going to be down there this year. So the Necronomicon is one of those conventions. Maybe I'll get to one of these days. I might get to ShireCon this year. I'm hoping. Knock on wood. We'll see. ShireCon will be the only convention this year due to life things. You know, that's one of the reasons we're winding down this version of the podcast too, because I'm just really busy with construction, with work, with family. It's just a lot of stuff. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you will never again hear my voice on a podcast other than a call-in or as a guest? Will I show up again?
Never again.
Never?
Never, never say never again. Never, never say never again.
The honest answer is, I don't know. I have been talking with people because of the sentiment I've gotten from mostly fellow podcasters, but also from some listeners. I may relaunch the show in a different format. I think in the current once, twice a week format, it's pretty untenable for me. But every other Sunday with a bonus episode on the fifth Sunday, when months have fifth Sundays, that's doable. I really enjoy talking with other people, and I really enjoy having guests. So I'd love to do a show where there's always another voice on the show. If I do a show every 2 weeks, then that's a lot more realistic. Now, if I only do a show every 2 weeks, it'll be a longer format. You know, it'll probably be an hour to 2 hour length shows once every two weeks. We would definitely do segments on games and movies and whatnot in the same episode. There'd be multiple segments in there, but I think that's doable, and there would always be a guest or a co-host of some sort on the episode. That would keep me happy to have somebody to talk to. And listener feedback, of course, I hope would still come in, and I look forward to responding to and interacting with the listeners, even with the format change. So is it possible we're going to see Nerds RPG Variety Cast, I don't even know what to call it. I guess it'd be season two. I've given other podcasters a hard time over the years about having multiple seasons, about, you know, just this is season one and season two and season three, and they have like three episodes or five or 10 episodes in a season. And, you know, sometimes they number it looking like they have hundreds of episodes, but maybe it is time to actually switch from season one to season two, and season two is a different iteration. If I do that, I may or may not stay with Spotify. I'm really not super thrilled with Spotify at the moment, so I could see switching to something else, Acast or something else. I don't know. If I relaunch the podcast in a slightly different format, it would happen in June. So, and I would definitely be on this feed, at least initially. I would put out episodes in this feed before I moved over. So I guess what I'm saying is this. If you enjoy the show, and if you're hoping for me to keep going, then leave this podcast in your podcast feeder, you know, where you get notifications. And on June 2nd, there might be a new episode. If I don't put out an episode in the beginning of June, then I'm probably not going to return to it. But I'd say there's a better than even chance that I'm going to take May off, and there'll be a new episode in a new format on June 2nd. So is this podcast, is this title of this episode fake news, false advertising? I don't think so, because this is the end of the Nerds RPG Variety Cast as it is now. But maybe it'll be something different here in the future in June, hopefully. thank you, everybody, for everything that you've done as far as supporting me and putting up with me. I know I'm a pain in the butt sometimes. I really appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully I'll see everybody in June. Feel free to reach out. Like I say, I will still interact with you and also interact with these other podcasters. You know, that recent discussion I had with Carl of the Geomologist Presents has been picked up over on his show. Barry of the podcast A Song of Dice and Shadows called into the Geomologist Presents about the episode I talked with Carl over here. And so there's definitely places to talk about this. There are other great shows out there to check out. But, you know, maybe look in the beginning of June and see if I pop back up. Hopefully I did. Thank you, everyone. And to close out this episode, I'm going to play the original theme that TJ came up with and the closing theme that TJ came up with. And is a special gift from TJ. There is a very special ending theme at the end of the show. So I hope you stay to listen to that. Hopefully I will talk to you in about a month. But whether I do or not, be excellent to each other.
Well, pop yourself a beer or a cold libation. Let me tell you how I wrote this little theme. I went and took a call from Brother Jason, and he tells me that he has a little dream. He says he needs a backwards intro to begin his podcast, and I ask him, what you got? He said, I'll start off with some talking and some moody clips of popcorn fighting, fantasy explorations and some groundless exploitation. Kickstarts that I'm watching and some blind unboxings, full month horror movie marathon. Sometimes I let the dogs come on, contest and of course you know it's all about games. That's a slow down, let's just start with the name. It's the Nerds RPG Variety Podcast with the other Jason.
Your auntie or a joke about your spouse, but the operator's screaming it's coming from inside the house. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Well, the audience is pretty sure he took a pretty head, and the only question left is if the fiddle's even dead. Bring on the gore, bring on the gore. I want some more, bring on the gore. Is a dice man and your moil is by the tipper, and I'm assuming that your partner back there in the wood chipper. Don't look away, don't look away, don't look away, don't look away. Well, the zombies are arising and the world has gone to heck. We're living for the dying and we're dying for the train wreck.
Machines. And it's corny and it's cheesy, but they're not resting but off the screen. Oh, behind the couch is giving you the perfect devil egg. The seconds make you stronger, BBC just don't know what they made. The cyber's taking over as she's struggling up on the screen. Make a little window for your eye between your fingers, but the image just won't quit you and the nightmare's gonna linger. Yeah! Every film of conquest, every story new.
fodder. Jesper stood Damien and Luke, I am your father. Aliens that breathe the magazines, the crystal beer and water. Do you know what you did? You're dead, the little daughter. The devil's in the details, bad effects and worse puns. Chains are for an arm and a boomstick, scattergun. Some dark moment, the scare became the fun. And you've gone blood simple and you're laughing at the question. Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Well, maybe it's your auntie or a joke by your spouse, but the operator's soon is coming from inside the house. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Well, the audience is pretty sure you took a pretty head, and the only question left is if that pill shoot him dead. Bring on the gold, bring on the gold. I want some gold, give me that gold. Well, put your razor basement and your motor's quite a tipper, and I'm assuming that your partner back there in the wooden chipper. Don't look away, don't look away. Don't look away, don't look away. Well, the zombies are arising and the world has gone to heck. We're living for the dying, and we're dying for the train wreck. You're gonna make the world brighter. First stop, quickly march up, pick yourself a lighter. We all fall down and turn to ash. Maybe we'll drown from watching a splash. Well, the dark's taking over and you're living like a ghoul. And the rockets in your mind is slowly overtaking you. It's the exploitation superstar, the 90s MTV. And they're taping your eyes open while they're charging you a fee. And you rubberneck in traffic and you hand over your cash. And your eyes are to the sky because they're praying for the plane crash.